This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf discusses several invalidated systems of dating. A Roman system, a Median system, and so on. One of the systems of dating that was, however, widely used in the era of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and right up until early modern times, actually, was the so-called Seleucid or Seleucid calendar, also known in Latin as the Anno Graecorum, the year of the Greeks. The start date of this particular calendar was either the year 312 or 311 before the Common Era. The reason why those particular dates are used is because up until then, you know, you had this incredible cacophony of different calendars all circulating in the Eastern Mediterranean world, and they were based on local kings, and that made things incredibly difficult to keep track of because you'd have to know when a particular king reigned in which particular place, and you know, it was really difficult to do any kind of business or any social contracts, things like that. But to solve this, a particular ruler named Seleucus Nicator, one of the successors to Alexander the Great, when he conquered Babylon in either the year 312 or the year 311, he said, okay, that's it. Starting from this great defeat of Babylon, we are going to count year one. And it became a really popular method of counting, not only because post-Alexandrian empires covered such a wide swath of territory and it made sense for them to have similar dating, but it's just all of a sudden people did away with the tremendous variety of calendars and could all agree on one particular date. Now, it wasn't perfect because the East used the Babylonian calendar, which begins in the month of Nisan in Hebrew. In Babylonia, it was called Nisanu, whereas in the Western regions of the empire, they used a calendar that begins in the fall, and that would be Tishrei for us, which also is, by the way, reflected in a couple of things that we do as well. So this particular Seleucid calendar was used up until the 16th century of the Common Era by Jews, until Rabbi David ben Zivra of Egypt said, okay, you know what, this is way too confusing, because you have the Julian calendar going on with the Christian empires and so on, and you have the Arabic calendar, which dates from the 7th century, so we're just going to stop using the Seleucid calendar because it's too confusing. Nevertheless, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.